Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you so much for joining me on this absolutely gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. Man, it is spectacular out there. Hopefully your day is going well. We have our phone lines open, 946-0435, and I have an interesting little subject I'm going to get to with regards to attending high school football games. Many of you may be aware of the policies that the Altoona Area School District have put out for guidelines, spectator guidelines at Mansion Park. I'll explain more about that in just a second, because it is, I feel like the purpose of this show is to be a mouthpiece for what the community is talking about. Now, we typically do it with your sports teams, but I've had a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people in the community discussing this on social media, and I've had people reach out to me about it as well. So I want to get into it here in a second. But I do want to start by recognizing something that does make it a little difficult to have the football discussion I'm about to have with you, because sports truly are just kind of a silly form of entertainment that helps us in our lives. We take sports very, very seriously. I take sports very seriously. And then you're reminded on a day like today with the horrific shooting at the Georgia high school with at least four dead, and looks like the gunman is said to be 14 years old, according to one news source. And that's just a terrible, terrible thing. I just can't. So what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to have a discussion today about a high school sporting event, but I don't want to lose sight of or be insensitive to the fact that some terrible things happen at high schools and school districts. And so sometimes two seemingly unrelated types of discussions, you know, you end up having to kind of have connect the dots to a degree here. And I will connect the dots by saying that, look, safety at high school sporting events should be paramount. We have to protect our communities. And then when you see these school shootings, I mean, it's so unbelievably tragic to think that you send your kid off to school and they don't make it home, and you've got an alleged 14-year-old shooting up classmates in a school. That's just horrific beyond belief. So, being sensitive and aware of that and the incredible burdens that school districts bear, far more so than decades ago. You used to be able to send your kids to school or off to sporting events at schools. You never worried about this kind of stuff. It was have fun. You know, go enjoy school, learn, go to a sporting event, have fun. Okay, so what am I talking about with any of this? Now, I was going to have the discussion today about the Mansion Park Stadium football spectator guidelines, regardless of what else had happened in the world, because I think it's a very interesting an interesting development in a lot of ways that the school district has put out this week. So then the thing happens down in Georgia, and that is terrible. And I almost thought about, hey, let's save the high school discussion for another day, because, again, you do have to make sure everybody is protected. So what happened was Altoona, apparently a couple weeks ago against Hollidaysburg, there was an incident at the game. and the school district has decided to make sure that the community is aware of the spectator guidelines, where students need to be sitting, what has to happen, this and that. And if you read the guidelines, I'm not alone in thinking or saying this. If you read the guidelines, they can be read as, or at least perceived as, we're going to take away a lot of fun about going to the event for a lot of people, including especially the students. If you just read the guidelines and you think, oh, okay, these students got to jump through these hoops and they can't do this and they can't do this and they can't do this, then I've seen literally 5-6 dozen people commenting on this on social media today in various discussion groups about how the school district is taking fun away from attending football games with some of these policies. I'll read the policies here in a minute. I'll just tell you, when I was in high school, I didn't play on the football team. I had a bunch of friends on the football team and I played other sports with, but I would go to all the football games, hang out with all my friends, walk around the stadium, hang out at the concession stand, go underneath the bleachers and maybe kiss my girlfriend. I had fun. I was a teenager. It was a blast going to a high school football game, being part of your school spirit, supporting your school, supporting your community, having fun as a teenage kid, enjoying the high school experience. There's a lot to be said for that's what high school football is all about. High school football is about bringing communities closer together. How do you become a part of a close-knit high school community? It's because you yourself go to high school football games when you're a kid. You learn to love the atmosphere, love being there, love the social. I cannot stress this enough. The social benefits and impact of being at a high school football game and having fun with your community. And the guidelines that Altoona is putting out at Mansion Park, you know, kind of sort of seem like we want you to go there, sit down, watch the game, don't get up and move around, don't dare have any of the kids go out and have fun, have them sitting there with their parents. That's the way the guidelines are being perceived. If you know what I'm talking about, if you've read the guidelines, you want to jump in on this discussion, I will open up the phone lines 946-0435 if you agree or disagree with what I'm saying. Maybe you completely disagree with what I'm saying. I've seen a lot of people in agreement on social media that this comes across as the school district really removing a lot of the fun element. Here are some of the guidelines. All students and accompanying parents, guardians are required to use the designated student entry at the main gate of the stadium. Students in grades K through 5 must be accompanied by a parent, guardian, or responsible adult for the entirety of the game. So if you have an elementary kid that wants to walk around and have fun with his friends at the football game, that's not allowed. They've got to be sitting there with their parent or guardian for the entirety of the game. Maybe to a degree, elementary kids, maybe you don't want them running crazy around the stadium. To a degree, I get that a little bit. This is really one that I kind of take offense to. All students in grades 6 to 8 are required to present a school-issued ID and be accompanied by a parent, guardian, or responsible adult. Students are required to sit in the designated junior high student section. This section will be monitored by adults. Students may sit with their parents or guardian for the entirety of the game. Parents are responsible for their students' behavior. All students in grades 9 through 12 are required to present a school-issued ID. This is not a political statement. This is a statement of fact. You don't have to present an ID to vote in this country. Now, you can do with that whatever you want, left, right, Democrat, Republican, whatever the hell you want to do. I don't care. You don't have to have an ID to vote in this country. You got to have an ID, a student-issued ID, to enter a high school football game. All students in grades 9 through 12 are required to present a school-issued ID and sit in the home stands. Students are encouraged to sit in the designated Mountain Lion Maniac student section or with their parents or guardians for the entirety of the game. Is all of this a gigantic deal? On the surface, no. No loitering is permitted. Student spectators must sit in the stands. Aisles must be kept clear at all times. Congregating under the bleachers or around the concession areas will not be permitted. Standing along the field fence during the game is prohibited. There will be no walking around the outside of the field during the football game. Don't have fun at the game. I mean, look, I'm not being cynical here. I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but this is the school district with overbearing policies, in my opinion, that they're trying to control everything. Now, again, I get it from a safety standpoint, and you want to keep everything under control. Maybe our society shouldn't be this way. Again, when I was a teenager, you could just go walk around the stadium. The schools didn't have to spell out every single thing that you did or did not have to do. You didn't have to bring a student ID to get into a high school football game, for crying out loud. But I've seen this comment from a number of people that these guidelines are being issued at quite possibly the worst time that Altoona High could issue these guidelines. And that is, 2 weeks ago they lost to their rival Hollidaysburg, which is very embarrassing for the Altoona School District and football team. And even more embarrassing, they were down 50-0 at the half at State College last week and lost 57-0. So you would think that the school district might be trying to bend over backwards to get people to come watch the football team, have fun watching the football team, enjoy yourself at the stadium while watching the football team, enjoy being part of your community while watching the football team at the stadium, and instead you get this, quite frankly, what to me is a tone-deaf issuance of guidelines about how to force kids going to the games to not have fun. And so what's that going to make kids do? They're not going to go to the games. What kids are going to want to go to the games and sit with your parents? Honestly, teenagers. What parents want to go to games and have to sit with their teenage knucklehead kids the whole time? Again, I know times have changed. That's why I mentioned the school shooting earlier. I would be remiss to not discuss the reality that safety at school events is paramount everywhere. And we are reminded every few months about these kinds of things, with just terrible, terrible tragedies with school shootings. And I realize and I understand that the people within the Altoona School District, they're doing the very best that they can. They're making decisions. And again, we're talking sports here, football games, silliness of some of this stuff. But if we want to talk about the beauty of Friday Night Lights and the beauty of high school football, and why high school football unites communities so well, then you want to turn around and issue guidelines restricting what people can do, where they can go, and especially the students. Those are the ones you want at the games. Those are the ones you want going nuts. Those are the ones you want to fall in love with attending a high school football game so that 20 years later they can come back as adults and bring their kids. These guidelines, Again, you got to have a student ID to get into a high school football game? Are you kidding me? You don't need a student. You don't need an ID to vote in this country. Jason on the road. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, Corey. So I would be willing to bet that these guidelines are a reaction to behaviors of students or
sure,
you know, at least juvenile fans, young adult fans.
And my understanding is there was an incident a couple weeks ago. And look, I've been to games. You've got knucklehead teenagers. Knucklehead teenagers can get into mischief, and this is why I do feel for the people at the school district, and I'm sure other school districts have had to do these kinds of things. You've got to make sure everyone there is safe and not acting a fool. So I get that, but to balance that out with, you still want them to have fun when they go.
But at some point, it was determined that their safety because of knuckleheads, and mostly I would say it's probably, you know, again, it's a societal problem. The fact that, you know, a school administrator would call a parent and say, hey, you know, your kid's a knucklehead here at the football game tonight, come pick him up, tired of dealing with him. And the parent tells the administrator, you know, to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the administration's dealing with it.
And look, this is the way society is.
It does.
One or two bad apples ruin things for the larger group.
That's where the remainder of the student population needed to stand up to these one or two bad apples and say, hey, knock it off. I don't want to lose my ability to, whatever, toss a Nerf football around in the, you know, back of the end zone. Here.
Yeah. Because,
you know,
look.
Or whatever, yeah.
I think there's great value in that. I mean, really. What junior high kid? Again, I'm not trying to pick on the Altoona School District, but there are realities here. What junior high or high school kid wants to go watch a football game when you're losing 50-0 at the half? All right, if that's the product you're going to put out, then if you're going to sell your product to future generations, at least give them something entertaining or an ability to be entertained at the stadium.
Yeah. Oh, that is. But at this point, I've never been to an Altoona football game. I don't know what's the ticket cost you? Less than $5 for an adult. You know, what's a student ticket? Do they pay or are they free? I don't know what's the student. What does a student ticket? Like, I don't understand the value of the ID. Like, if they say, hey, if you don't show me an ID, you don't get into it at the student price.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit in the student section.
Yeah.
All right. You know, a kid might say it's worth my ID, whatever, to show up to that. But if they say, you don't have an ID, you can't get in, well, are you stopping everybody without a student ID from getting in? Because, how do you determine what's a student, what isn't? I'm homeschooled. You know, they didn't give me an ID at my house. I don't get that. But I just feel like, you know, somewhere the administration has kind of thrown up their hands and said, if all we're going to do is deal with problems for 3-4 hours a night on a Friday that carry on in the Monday morning, we just won't make it fun. And then we won't have problems.
Yeah.
Nobody will be there and the problem will be over.
Yeah. These are kind of steps and guidelines that lead toward that. Jason, appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks. 946-0435. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Oh, we got Jerry in Bellwood. What's up, Jerry?
Yeah, to me it seems definitely like an overreaction, which we see a lot of people in authority doing that. It's like a kid who just got suspended, I forget where in the United States, for a fourth grader making a gun with his finger, you know, like we used to do as kids, and he got suspended. It's just an overreaction. You know, when I was in school, we did the same thing at football games when I wasn't on the team. We'd walk around, you know, just like you did. And there was fights sometimes, you know, not that many, but there was fights every once in a while. Kind of made it exciting when you're in a football game, you know. You're not going to eliminate all that stuff. But we got to quit trying as a society to put kids in like bubble wrap, you know. because things are going to happen sometimes, you know, and you can't prevent everything. And, you know, the other problem we're having with kids in our society is their ability to communicate one with another because of their screens and on the phones and that. So they go to a football game where that's exactly the kind of the interaction with their classmates and talking and all this stuff, kind of stuff that's good for them. And we're going to make that even more difficult. So to me, it's definitely an overreaction. They had an incident that I read about in the paper, you know, okay, there's going to be incidents every once in a while, you know, but handle them at the time, but don't come down with these draconian rules that it's just going to make the kids not have fun, not communicate, not talk back and forth, and not want to go to the football games because they're not going to be fun to go to. I remember going to the football games, and I enjoyed football, but there was a lot of times I wasn't paying attention to the football games. I was walking around looking at the girls, you know, talking to my friends. You know, hey, that made life more enjoyable.
Yeah, and again, I think you bring up a lot of points. This is we're a silly little sports show. We're talking about going to high school football games, but these are societal issues that organizations, people in administrative positions, a lot of times we react in life out of fear. We sell stocks out of fear because the price goes down a little bit. We make decisions out of fear. Administrators have to make decisions out of fear that they're going to be sued or legal action is going to be taken. And there was the taser incident. I'll give you some more information here in a minute from a couple weeks ago. And that's what kind of spurred a lot of this stuff, or at least we believe. But this is what ends up happening. You overreach. And then you try to solve all problems for everybody all at once. And you know what? I like the way you put it. You try to put kids into bubbles. And where's that going to take society? Where you can't solve everybody's problems all the time. People need to learn how to have problems and have issues and learn how to deal with them as opposed to just go sit with your parents for the whole game.
Absolutely. You said it perfectly. Hey,
thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. 946-0435. Thomas in Gallitzin. How you doing, Thomas?
All right, good. I talked to you a couple weeks ago. Two things. I was there's a lot more rules there than just the student ID rule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got the email from the school.
Yeah.
They got to sit in a certain section.
Yeah.
The one game, they weren't even letting the kids leave unless they had a parent with them, and there was like 100 kids standing there because they couldn't leave the building until the game was over. And it's getting to the point, like, I don't even want to go. Like, I want to go to these games, but, like, there's so many rules. I mean, I have to have a copy of it on my phone because I have children, too. And I'm mm-hmm. like, all right, we got to make sure. You got to create a checklist, you know, before you go to these football games. You can't enjoy them anymore.
How old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay. I have a freshman and a junior.
They want to sit with you during the game?
Not exactly. No.
Thomas, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do they even want to be seen with you during the game? Do they even want the world to know that you exist during the game?
No, actually, my youngest one told me don't even talk to them.
Exactly. Don't look at me. And so that's the whole point of that, you know, you're gonna sap the fun out of the younger people who want to go and experience life and hang out with their friends and enjoy the camaraderie and the fun element of it. But when you overreach with rules, this is what you end up with.
The whole point of it's missed right now by the whole administration. The whole point of it's missed. And my 14-year-old, he don't even want to go anymore. He's like, what's the point of going? He's like, we got to make a checklist.
If I gotta sit with your boring ass dad, why do I even want
to
go?
With me. And then the other thing, I was at the blowout game, and there was a man sitting beside me who looked like a scout maybe from a college, and he was. I sat there and talked to him, and he made I don't want to talk too much or say his name or anything, but you know, he said what college he was from, and he was here. He says there's a lot of talent on that team. There's over 90 kids on that Altoona team, 90. And he was talking to his other scout buddies, and he was just, he wasn't disgusted with the players. Let's just put it that way. And, you know, I thought that was a good point. I mean, there's nine, there has to be talent on that team. And there's like 14 or 15 coaches. And I just don't understand. It gets frustrating. And, you know, you can't really say too much because, like, hey, it is high school.
It's high school. You know what I mean? You know, I even feel my skin starts to crawl a little bit when we get a little too critical or analytical about some of this stuff. But when you're down 50 to nothing at the half – at any level of football, it can be third grade football, it could be NFL football. When you're down 50 to nothing at the half, that's a time to take a step back and just reevaluate every single thing that you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, that affects the kids, right? I mean, at some point, they're learning. Like, everything in high schools, you know, the band's doing their job, the color guard's doing their job. You know, everyone's, this whole thing working together can be this beautiful thing of all these young people learning stuff, but I'm starting to feel bad. Like, they're not even at this point learning, really. You know what I mean? They're not experiencing for what they should be experiencing for, like, learning what they're supposed to learn out of.
Well,
you know,
the one thing to look for will be how they bounce back. They do still have talent on that team. They can, if they can bounce back and win four or five games, then now you've overcome some pretty good adversities. That's what they're trying to build on.
Yeah, and they have heart, and those kids, you know, they have heart. They're talented. There's a lot of good players, I think, on that team. You know, that's all I'll say about that. But the interesting thing there, the point I was making was the actual scout. Like, there's actual – I you hear about these things, and it's like, yeah, are there really scouts at these games? Well, yeah. I met one. He was sitting next to me, and it was crazy. And he kept on calling his scout buddies, and he were talking about players and other teams and scores and this and that. I said, wow, this is crazy. And, like, I just hope these kids don't miss out, you know?
You know, it's interesting. I will say this while you're on the air real quick. We're up here. We don't get into high school subjects a whole lot. We're talking Penn State and Steelers and professional and college, all that stuff. My understanding is when you're down in, like, Texas and Florida and these places where high school football is king, they've got, like, whole shows devoted to breaking down the play-by-plays and what the coaches are doing and fans calling in for coaches to be fired. I mean, that to me is so icky from a high school standpoint. I'm so glad I don't have to do that kind of stuff. But the reality is this stuff is so important in some parts of the country that people who do what I do, they'll get 30 calls a day from people griping about whatever the high school team is doing.
Yeah.
Thanks, brother. I mean,
you got to give it to the parents in the crowd. Seemed, you know, we were down for them, but we weren't throwing a massive fit about it. You know, it's sad to see the blowout, but, you know, I think they can bounce back too.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. Good stuff. We'll take some more calls, get into some Penn State football after this.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at BoswellPipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza. for the 28-cut Party Box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Hank FM.
Just to finish up with the discussion we were having in the first segment, good calls, appreciate everybody calling in. There was an incident at the Altoona Hollidaysburg game at Mansion Park a couple weeks ago. There's a good rundown story in the Altoona Mirror from August 27th. Basically, I'll read you a couple paragraphs. It says, when confronted by AASD police, a female student refused to comply with the officer and attempted to run away, according to a social media post circulating online. The video accompanying the post also shows the girl attempting to use the taser on the officer and subsequently being taken to the ground. It's also alleged she had pepper spray and a knife, according to the post. And that's the kind of thing. Again, this is one situation, one incident at a game 2 weeks ago. And so now the school district has to put out policies to, you know, try to rectify this situation. And I will reiterate one more time. If you think it's weird I'm connecting these dots, you're not maybe seeing the big picture. I hate talking about this kind of thing, you know, high school sporting events and what seems like overreaching policies by a school district. Literally just a handful of hours after four students were shot and killed by a gunman at a Georgia high school. These things do happen. I'm not oblivious to that. Our world is not safe anymore. I'm not sure that our world was ever completely safe, but when I was growing up, man, I didn't have to worry about getting kidnapped by somebody. I didn't have to worry about, you know, the craziness that takes place now. That's an old man in me longing for the way things used to be when in simpler times. Times are not simple now. School districts do bear a tremendous burden when it comes to keeping hundreds and thousands of people safe. 7,000 people at a football game 2 weeks ago against Hollidaysburg. So I do understand the burden that the school district has to have in coming up with policies to try to keep everybody safe. I view the world, for better or worse, in terms of sports and competition. And I'll say it again. You're at a time where your football team and your football community is really hurting after losing to your rival, Hollidaysburg, then losing 57-0 to State College. And so to send out guidelines now that make it look like you're going to, you know, if you're a student and you come to a game, we don't want you to have fun. Because that's the way I read the guidelines. As an old man, that's the way I read the guidelines. Don't have fun if you come to the game. Button it up. Sit next to your parents. No tomfoolery. No hooligans. Don't have fun. Don't walk around. Don't enjoy yourself. Don't be part of your community with your friends enjoying the game. Sit there and watch the game. Not quite sure that's the message you want to be sending when you've got a team that just lost 57-0. All right. Andy, looks like you want to talk some Penn State football. What's up, Andy?
Yes, I was wondering what is the likelihood that Drew Aller goes to the NFL after this season? Is it 25%, 50%, 75%, or 100%?
I would, as of right now, I would say 75%. Now, that's assuming he stays healthy, okay? If he stays healthy, he will be able to play at a pretty high level. Penn State's schedule does not have games against the Chicago Bears defense from 1985 or the Ravens defense from 20-something years ago. There are defenses on this schedule that Drew Aller should have a really good season. Really good season. Now, is he going to be great? I don't think so. Is he going to be a Heisman Trophy contender? I don't think so, just simply because I don't think that's what Penn State's offense is built to do. I think their offense is not designed to have the quarterback throw for 4,500 yards and 45 touchdowns. It's designed to get the running backs involved and utilize a lot of things and play off your defense. So I don't think Drew's going to have the kind of numbers to just wow you. But he already has the size, the arm, the skill set, and if he plays very well, one thing I'm pretty sure, I'm very, very confident Drew Aller will do is he will go and impress people at the combine. He's a very smart young man. He's charismatic. He's humble. He's intelligent. He's a good representative of himself. He will do everything at the combine that scouts love to see. So as long as he's not terrible on the field, as long as he's good and Penn State plays well, then again, I put it at 75% that he turns pro. Because he's probably looking at a first-round pick, at worst, maybe early second round under those scenarios.
All right, who would need him the most? Which teams would need him the most?
I can't get into that. I mean, you know, the Steelers could need him, but that's a year down the road. There are a lot of teams that would need a quarterback, but I will say this. I don't care what Drew Aller does in college this year. I'm still going to have question marks about how his game translates to the NFL, okay? We can discuss that element of it. I want to see more of the season play out. Drew did take off and run when he needed to the other day against West Virginia. That was a good sign. His accuracy was good. But like one deep pass he threw late in the first half that led to a touchdown, he underthrew the guy. And so, you know, there are still he's still got to prove consistently that he can throw receivers open. He's got a lot of things in his game that he has to improve. But again, if you ask me 25, 50, 75% that this is it for him, if Penn State goes 10-2, I would say I would be 90% sure that this would be it for him.
All right, Khalid.
Good stuff, Andy. Appreciate the call, man. That was good discussion there. We got Dan joining us. What's up, Dan?
Well, Corey, I appreciate bringing up this topic about Altoona and the football policy and things like this. Now, there's going to be blowback for sure. And the policy, I hope, is modified this year.
Modified. It is. It's in effect now for Friday's game against Cumberland Valley.
That's right. But there's going to be so much blowback about this and everything. But Corey, we're real fortunate, like Mike Boylan from the Altoona Mayor coverage area. You know, I mean, this is rare, very, very rare. Something like this happens and everything. And another thing, if you go to like Alderdice or in Pittsburgh, or you go out, you can ask Clarkster about this. They don't let anybody into the games. Basketball, football, or any other game. They just don't let them in. And they play with an empty stadium. I mean, they play the game, but it's in an empty stadium. I'm sure Clarkster.
Look, there are communities. I'm not aware of those that you're talking about. I will say this just as a general statement. There are communities in this country where if you gather 6, 8, 10,000 people, you're likely to have some problems because you're going to have all kinds of walks of life of people who disagree and dispute and battle over a whole lot of things, and you can create problems for yourself in those kind of scenarios. So I'd like to think we don't live in that kind of community. I'd like to think that. I have a lot of friends that tell me Altoona is a tremendous place, great place to raise a family.
Well,
and
they,
hang on. Let me finish. I was just kind of pausing there because I want to make sure I say this correctly. We have a very eclectic city, and there are a lot of cities like this in the country. But we have a very eclectic city. Depending on where you live and your neighborhood and your neighbors and the kids around you, you might live in a tremendous city that's a great place to raise a family and that you can be proud of. But depending on some other parts of Altoona that you live in, you can't say any of that. You don't necessarily trust your neighbors. You battle with your neighbors. You might have issues with your community and your neighborhood. And so, look, I'm not a politician. I'm not a community organizer. I'm a dumb sports talk show host who can talk about, you know, silly little things. I talk about silly little things in the world. Trying to come up with policy that will bridge the gap between good parts of the community who feel safe and comfortable and warm and lesser parts of the community where crime is an issue, neighborhoods are not great, people at war with each other all the time. To try to bring everybody together as one community, got to be a difficult thing. It's a more difficult challenge than I've ever had to face in my life. And so that's why it's hard for me. I'm sensitive to coming down too much on people who do or who are in charge of making policies for these kinds of things. But I do at least want to recognize I drive around Altoona a lot. I'm all over the place. Some parts of Altoona I feel very, very, very safe and comfortable and relaxed. And I think this is a tremendous place to live. Other parts of Altoona, I do not feel safe. I do not feel relaxed. And I worry about what's going on around me. And that's the reality of some of the places where we have in town.
Now, that's case in point. That's well taken and everything. It's a good explanation. Now, tomorrow, will you bring this up with Nate when he comes in?
I don't know. I mean, look, this is more in depth. And look, this is like the third high school football discussion we've had in a week, Dan. You know, this is we have three a year. So I'm a little sensitive to feeling like I'm coming down too much on one particular. This one just struck me for a couple days when I saw this policy yesterday. It just really struck me that, like, you're going to put this out after you lost 57-0? Really? I mean, do you even want people to come to your games? That was my first line of thought, just as a silly sports talk show host. There's a lot more that goes into it from an organizational standpoint for the school district, and I do try to be sensitive to that.
Yeah. Okay, Corey. Then I won't bring it up tomorrow if Nate's in there.
You always got good questions for Nate.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. We'll take a break.
Colic Racing has owned the media center the last few weeks. Colic Racing president Chris Rice is on. He's going to be talking about adding Christian Eckes to the fold and whether or not there's going to be a cup component to his Xfinity Series ride.
Oh, it's strictly Xfinity. Like I said, when we talked about AJ, his is strictly cup. We had that conversation at Indy. We've made some mistakes by running people too many times, but this is strictly Xfinity to try to get. We want to win a championship for Matt Colic, right? Like, and that is something that we're very passionate about, and we definitely want to do it. And we know that in Welcome, North Carolina, we needed to get some speed back, and I think we're starting to turn a curve there. This is all Xfinity to try to win a championship, and so. So we're going to push real hard over the next, you know, how many ever races we got left, but moving into 25 and up beyond. No, because and Wayne Alton asked me that, and we talked about that, but we're very focused on him winning a championship. We did not want to mess that up, and we feel that with Chevy's help and the simulator and all that stuff that they can run a lot over the winter and get get real close. He will have, most than likely, have a rookie test. I haven't checked into that, so we'll hit that up probably in January or February. So, and we'll better take one of our Xfinity drivers with us. So, and with us going to Portland and Mexico and all of that, it changes up how we got to divvy up some funds on that side too.
This is the final lap.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather race for some ice cream. Let's go!
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
We want to thank J.M. Boswell's for being our presenting sponsor each and every day. If you're heading out to a game or camping trip, hunting trip, wherever you're going, stop by J.M. Boswell's first. They'll hook you up with cigars, pipes, tobacco blends, whatever you're looking for. There at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday. Always open online at boswellpipes.com. Couple things here just from a housekeeping standpoint. It's been a good while since we heard from our great friend Nebraska Man, number one caller on the show. I don't have any updates on how he is doing. So if I can just send out a message, if anybody can get this to Nebraska Man, I hope you're doing well, my man. Best of luck to you. Hope to hear from you very soon. All right, so there's that. Coming up in tomorrow's Altoona Mirror, I have a point-counterpoint column with Neil Riddell on Penn State football. Anything surprise us from the West Virginia game? We've been doing the point-counterpoint. I've been doing the point-counterpoint with Neil for a number of years. I don't know when we started that. I would say probably like 2017 maybe, so like 7 years. So interesting. I want to do this. I want to thank Neil Riddell because he's been great to me in keeping me involved with the Mirror and doing some of those things with Penn State or an occasional curve thing at the Mirror. And Neil's retired now from the daily managing editor duty. So a lot of you know this, some of you don't. I spent the last 3 years covering Penn State football for DK Pittsburgh Sports. Had a tremendous time there. Dan Kovacevic treated me very well. I got to cover Penn State in a fun, an interesting way. A couple months ago, DK decided that he was going to drop Penn State coverage and just focus on the Pittsburgh sports, the pro teams, and then also Pitt. And so he ended up dropping Penn State coverage. So this is actually the first year that I'm not a Penn State beat writer. in 19 years. I've been a Penn State beat writer for the last 18 seasons. So I'm not, you know, writing stories every day on Penn State. I am talking Penn State every day. I still pay very close attention and watching the games. I'm not, you know, I may not be a part of the writing beat any longer, but I will say this, and I've always said this. If you want the most honest, unbiased, unfiltered truth on Penn State football anywhere, you need to be right here every day. You know, there's a lot that's changed on the Penn State football beat. A lot of longtime veteran writers are no longer on the beat, myself included. Dave Jones, Donnie Collins, Ben Jones, Joe Giuliano from the Philadelphia Inquirer. The Penn State football beat has changed significantly in the last handful of years. And not for the better, because a lot of strong voices, tremendous journalists, are not covering the Penn State football beat the way they once did and holding things accountable, holding James Franklin, holding the players accountable the way they did. So kind of what you get more nowadays is just the fandom, you know, beat writers who everything is great, everything is awesome, every player is great, every recruit is tremendous, blah, 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 you know, the whole pie in the sky kind of thing. So you're never going to have I'm never going to fall victim to that element of it, of, you know, Penn State's the greatest thing in the world. Now, look, I don't think I'm anywhere near as critical as some of you may think that I am. I'm very, very high on a lot of things that Penn State does, but unlike a lot of other reporters or radio folks who will not call out Penn State on things, I will. So anyway, I do that in our Point Counterpoint tomorrow with Neil Riddell and the Altoona Mirror. I make some strong points about a couple of things involved in the West Virginia game, so be sure to check that out. It's always a fun read on Thursdays in the Mirror.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at J&P Auto Mart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. J&P Auto Mart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? J&P will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. J&P Auto Mart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Brugaroo, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan's.
Evansville.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Shoe Fly. Your feet will thank you.
All right, want to read this. Got this letter. Says, you are criticizing the school district for trying to have total control, and you were so way off base. Clearly, your child wasn't one of the girls who was followed around the stadium 2 weeks ago getting hit with a stun gun by another teenage girl all night. When finally security caught her, she stunned the head of the school district's police security until OC spray was used on her. That, of course, drifting onto nearby lurkers. It was chaos that night, so, of course, the school district needs to tighten up the security measures. If it was ignored, people would be complaining. They are attempting to put measures in place to avoid anything like this happening again. And a local DJ, who obviously wasn't there, goes on a criticizing rant, implying the school district is not allowing kids to have fun. The whole diatribe of yours was irresponsible. Maybe encourage people to actually behave and understand why parents are being asked to actually parent their children instead of trying to lead the way for rebellion. I will simply say this after all of that. Look, one or two bad apples can ruin things for large groups of people. I've said that three times now. When you overreact, as I believe the school district is here, it was one incident. It sounds like one person. And so now you're going to put policies in place that impact everyone. It's one incident. I'm not downplaying the significance of the one incident, but it was one incident. Were there things that could have been done to have handled that incident and that particular person allegedly better? I don't know. But if you're going to have blanket, here's the thing. If you're going to have blanket policies in place for everybody because of one knucklehead person, you're asking for trouble. You are. You're asking for trouble if you try to police everybody because of one person's bad actions. We'll maybe talk more about it tomorrow.
Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM. Roaring Spring, Altoona, a service of Lightner Communications.